This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod on Saturday morning, following up a Friday night early game, a 6 o'clock start to Habs and Flames from the Bell Center. Game 41 on the season, which would be halfway through a normal regular season. But most of the way through this weird season. Yes, sir, coming at you from my attic in downtown Toronto, which is a terrible place to be right now. Your Montreal Canadiens coming up with a 2-1 win on Friday night. And a huge 2-1 win, very important. Thanks to this win, they are now 6 points ahead of the Calgary Flames with 3 games in hand. They haven't completely eliminated the Flames necessarily, but a big win. Because otherwise it would have been 2 points between these two teams. And sure, Tyler Toffoli with a pair of goals in this game, but this is the Jake Allen win. Huge win from Jake Allen, who is going up against Markstrom. His 6th straight start for the Habs since Price has been out, and he was awesome in this game. This one completely belongs to Jake Allen. 28 for 29 on the night, a 9.66 save percentage. A very, very big game from the Habs' backup goaltender. And when I said on a recent podcast, you know, with Gallagher and Price out, this would have spelled disaster in the past for the Canadiens. They were built better to withstand it now. I think they've really struggled without Gallagher and everything that he does. But what I really meant when I said that was they have Jake Allen. That's the difference, and he was the difference, certainly, on Friday night against the Flames in a largely boring game, if we're being honest, but a pivotal game for both of these teams. A very important win for the Canadiens on a night that Tyler Toffoli regained the touch. Yes, Tyler's touch, we'll call that. That's the name of this podcast. That's gross. Nobody wants a podcast called Tyler's Touch. Ben Chiarot's return, we could call it that. Yes, Ben was back. Chiarot finally making his return. Not the strongest night from he and Weber, particularly Weber. But a win for the Canadiens all the same, and a very important one on the season. Things got going with an immediate 2-on-1 for the Habs, but no missed big. But it didn't take long to see what kind of night Jake Allen was going to have for the Habs. He looked locked in early on that first Flames power play. It was clear that Jake Allen had come to win this game, which, when all was said and done, they absolutely needed from him. And it was, you know, it wasn't the most exciting first period. It was rather boring. It was rather tentative between either team, as nobody wanted to give up the first goal. And it would end 0-0. The Habs would get a power play with 14 seconds left in that first. They'd actually almost scored within those 14 seconds, but no, nothing to show for it. The Flames led in shots in the first 20, 14-6. Scoring chances went 11-7 their way. High danger chances went 6-2 the Flames' way. And on 5v5, that was 5-2. But yeah, nothing to show on either side after, as I say, 20 minutes of tentative hockey. And I missed Toffoli's first goal. I don't know what happened because my TV went out. Thanks, Bell. Thanks, Bell 5. You know, sitting here, nothing's happening in the first period. Kind of to quite boring. Only thing that happens in the first 30 minutes of this hockey game, my TV goes out and I missed it entirely. But it was a good one. I don't know. You tell me what happened. How about you tweet at me? Let's turn the tables for once. You tell me what happened on that. I don't know. But I know the score was 1-0 for the Habs after that point. That was 9:32 into the period. Kulak and Suzuki getting the helpers. I get the sense, based on the replay I saw, just as my TV came back in action, that Suzuki contributed in some significant way to that goal. So, yeah, way to go, kid. Toffoli got his 20th on the season. The Flames would get a power play before that period was over. They'd hit a couple posts on it, a couple pings for the Flames, and a broken stick for Giordano as well. Nothing else, though. Just post Broken Sticks, the Habs had a 1-0 lead after two periods. The shots were 8-8 in that middle frame. Scoring chances still in favor of the Flames, 10-9. High danger chances also went to the visiting team by a 5-3 score. And 5-on-5 scoring chances, though, were even at 3. Actually, sorry, apologies for that. High danger chances were in favor of the Habs. So, there's that. End of the third, a soft, soft, soft play by Shea Weber. Chiarot kind of missed the play. Bit of an unlucky bounce, and things were even. And as Avi Goldberg tweeted a little while ago, maybe like 10, 12 days ago now, he said, the Overton window is open on Weber. And I admit I had to look up what the Overton window is, but I had a sense, based on the way things have been going, of what the Overton window is. And the Overton window is, and generally politically speaking, when it becomes okay to start talking about something, you know, just amongst everybody. There's always that line of like, is this something we can start criticizing? Is this something that is comfortable to talk about? We've seen a lot of examples of this in politics and everything else in recent years. But I took note of when he tweeted it because, A, I had to look up the Overton window. But the Overton window is absolutely open on Shea Weber now. Everybody in the Habs universe is ready to talk about that. We hope Shea Weber's hurt because he's playing like trash. And he was really bad on that play. Soft, so soft to give it back to the Flames. A little bit unlucky from Chiarot. I mean, it's his first game back. And yeah, Lindholm buried it. It was even. Luckily for the Canadiens, this game just happened to bend their way. That's really what happened. They didn't necessarily outplay the Flames in any way. The bounces didn't even necessarily go their way. It was kind of a game that was split right down the middle. And it just, thanks to the sweet touch of Tyler Toffoli and his nice deflection, with about four minutes left in the third period, the Habs got to take a 2-1 advantage. And they got to hold that till the thing was over. So thanks to some nice play from Toffoli, who had been frustrated as of late. Hadn't really been able to find his scoring touch lately. He found it twice in this one, and between him and Allen, they got the win for the Habs, who didn't blow the doors off the Flames by any stretch, didn't impress in any big way, but they did what they had to do on Friday night, which was get 2 points and not allow a single point for the Flames. In that third period, shots were still in the advantage for Calgary, 8-6. Scoring chances, though, happened to go Habs way, 6-5. High danger was even 2-2, and as there was no power plays in that third period, 2-2 at 5-on-5 as well. Canadiens, 2-1 winners in a game that, again, 28-29. For Jake Allen on the night, .966 save percentage, and it really belonged to him. Tyler Toffoli getting goals number 20 and 21 on the season, and it is very easy in game number 41 of the season to do the math on what he would be on pace for in a regular season, because as I said, we'd be halfway through a regular season, so he'd be on pace for 42 goals. That's not bad. That's pretty good. That'd be sweet. Wish we could see that. Suzuki with a 2-point night. Kulak and Armia also picking up helpers in that one. Time on ice. Deneau leading with 8:22 amongst the centers and forwards. I don't think we've seen Kotkaniemi and Suzuki this close all year. Kotkaniemi 16:14, Suzuki 16:11. So just 3 seconds between the ice time for the kids. Stahl playing just 11:13. He got 0 shots and was 2 turnovers on the night. Maybe Eric Staal did bring Buffalo with him. Maybe Buffalo Eric Staal was who he is. Eric Staal, besides that game winner in overtime, has been completely invisible. I haven't noticed him at all. Like, at all. Since he's come over. Ben Chiarot, the man back in the lineup. Dom Ducharme decided to make his legs work. He led all skaters with 22:06 played on the night. Besides getting 2 points on the Flames and putting themselves in a nice position, a more favorable position at least, to still make the playoffs, I think the big news on Friday for your Montreal Canadiens was Cole Caulfield has been called to the taxi squad. The kid is in the taxi. Now, I know Mark Bergevin, or I don't forget who said it, actually. I saw that someone in Habs management said, well, we called him up just to find out what it's like to be a pro, you know, without another injury. There's no room on the cap to call him up. So, you know, this is just, don't read too much into this. Bullshit. I'm going to read a lot into it. Cole Caulfield is destined to make his NHL debut very soon. That I'm convinced of. And you know, they probably told us the same thing they told the kid. They don't want him to expect that it's coming. You know, just get comfortable, feel it out, that's fine. And so you can't go saying something different to the media and everybody else. But Cole Caulfield's debut, not so far away, is my guess. You didn't call him to the taxi squad just to hang around. You didn't make all that noise. Just to get him in, you know, practicing with the Canadians. He'll be wearing number 22. That was assigned to him. He didn't get to choose that. Not a bad number, though. Especially for a little guy. Steve Bégin, little guy. It's a good little guy number. Trust me. I know a thing or two about little guys. That sounds weird. All right. 4 p.m. tomorrow. The Habs will be taking on the Senators at 4. A weird start time. We'll see how I feel about it. I would definitely hate it in the real world. I don't know how I feel about it in a world in which I can't go outside. 4 o'clock might be an ideal time for a Saturday game. We shall see. Habs taking on the Sens. Now 6 points up on Calgary, as I said, with 3 games in hand. They are 5 points behind Edmonton. Just 1 game in hand on the Oilers. They're 10 back of Winnipeg. Yeah, they're not going to catch the Jets. 10 points back is too far to go to catch the Jets. It's mainly keep the Flames off your back and play the Leafs in the first round. All right, we shall talk to you. I'll post it Saturday evening is my guess, unless the afternoon gets away from me. Till then, take care.